What's going on?
I thought I was going to have to say, tag your it, you know? How are you?
I know what. I'm doing fine. You doing all right?
I'm good. So how's everything been in good old Columbus? Been keeping busy?
You've been swamped. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah?
Like
repairs or?
Oh, a lot of repairs. Just a ton of them. And then I've had a bunch of people asking for laser work.
Oh, really?
So I'm getting that. I got two more items to finish on laser stuff, and then I think I'm caught up for today.
Oh, geez, just today.
Yeah, hard to tell what'll happen now after I say that. But it's been crazy.
Really?
That's good. Yeah.
Is it a lot from the the pawn shop? And do you still do the other store?
Yeah, I do the pawn shop and the Columbus Gold and Diamond, and they just keep stacking it up. I just got tons of stuff for them.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah. So it's good. It's just that sometimes it gets overwhelming, and then a lot of times I get stuff that's just junk, you know. That people want fixed, or else a lot of times the pawn shop will buy something, or even the Columbus Gold and Diamond, they buy stuff, a lot of jewelry from people, and then they want me to refurbish it and make it new. Well, I mean, if it's wore out and it's junk, it's wore out and it's junk. So,
wouldn't they know that, or do you just like send them back and say, this isn't even worth refurbishing, you might as well just scrap it out?
I took some back the other day, and I told them, I said, this is something that I don't think you want to get into this. You'll own this forever, and it's not going to be a good fix.
Mm.
So, and they're okay with it. The pawn shop's really better than the other place.
Really? You would think that it would be flipped.
They're Columbus Gold and Diamond. The girls in there, I think they look at stuff and they take it in and they tell them that, you know, we can do anything.
Oh.
and they've got another guy that does work for them. So that way if I'm in Florida or I'm not available, he does it. And that's who they used to have before they got me to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they send him stuff, and then when they get it back, they send it to me and I got to redo it.
Well, that doesn't make sense to pay twice.
No, and it aggravates me because it's usually in worse shape then than it was when it came in, probably.
He must be a shitty repair guy.
You would not believe what some of the stuff looks like. It's amazing.
Oh.
I don't know how he calls himself a repair guy. You know, I don't know. It's crazy.
It's funny when you're saying that. One of my stores this morning, she's in Ohio. She goes, you're never going to believe what someone brought in that they had repaired at the competitor down the street. I said, What was it? She goes, it's a bracelet with a gold clasp at one end and a silver clasp at the other end. And when they initially took it into this competitor to have this bracelet shortened, it was like 10 karat, whatever. But instead of soldering the end of the bracelet in between the tabs, you know, the tabs of the, I don't know, the end of,
yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh, I think so, yeah.
So where the clasp is, you know how the end of the bracelets are, where you put the end of
the
bracelet
on.
In between the tabs of the clasp,
uh-huh.
Right before the jump ring. She said they pushed those two tabs together and soldered the end of the bracelet on top of the tab.
Really? Oh, gosh.
I go, they're a jeweler? I said, I go, you're supposed to put that in the middle of those two tabs.
Yeah, they're a cobbler. They're not even a good cobbler.
And I said, did they at least file the edges of the bracelet because it would scratch? And she said, no, they didn't even do that.
Oh, really?
But
Gosh.
yeah. I'm not even
and
a
people,
jeweler, and I know, like, that's not the right way to do
yeah,
it.
and the sad part is people pay for it.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they have to take it someplace else because
yeah.
the
But it's
main
not right.
person. Right. Just like your situation.
Yeah. And, you know, I have no idea what they pay this other guy, but then they turn around and then I've got to fix it, and I charge them. You know, I'm not going to do it for nothing. And
sure.
I know whatever he charged plus what I charge, they're not going to get that much for it.
No.
You know, I mean, I if they get anything, they maybe can turn their money, but they're lucky. I mean, if they can. But, gosh, I don't understand people.
Right.
And I don't know, you know, I don't know how long this guy's been doing it. And I think he's from Aurora, Indiana.
How far is that from you?
Oh, it's an hour and 20-minute drive, probably.
Wow, what do they do?
It's,
ship their stuff up there, or do they drive it up,
well,
you think?
I think most of the time, I think he comes up and gets it. But I know I went in there one day, and the younger gal in there, she was just fit to be tied. She said they'd sold a ring, and they'd sent it down to this guy to have him do something. I don't even know what he was supposed to be doing to it. But it had been like 2 or 3 weeks, and they had plenty of time. But the due date on it was that day when I was in there, and she said, we didn't get it. And she called. And he said, oh, yeah, it's done. It's been done for a few days. I just forgot to put it in a package and send it.
Oh, jeez.
So the owner jumped in the car and went down there and picked it up and brought it back because they had to have it that day. And I thought, you know, you got an hour or like a three-hour drive, you know, by the time you go down there and back.
Sounds like this guy is pretty unorganized and...
Yeah.
Everything.
And you know, I mean, they might have sold the ring, but how much you could steal, how much you gonna make on it? You lost a day's work, and then you spend a day going down and getting and coming back. So,
yeah.
You know, you didn't come out very good on it, I don't think. That's not my thing to worry about, you know.
That's right.
That's their deal. So I'm good with whatever.
Jeez.
It's crazy.
I tell you what.
But it's just kind of the way people are, I guess. I don't know. You know, they don't think, and they don't know, so whatever.
Yeah.
Oh.
Merry Christmas. So when are you going back down to Naples anytime soon? Or
no,
that...
I'm not gonna go till it'll be right before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I just got too much stuff here to be working on and messing with, and I'm not going to go down there.
Have you been able to go hunting at least?
I haven't been out yet. I'm going to go next week. I'm planning on going. I'm going to take Nancy. Since when she's home, she takes my truck.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So
I don't have any. I hate to take the vet out there in the woods, so...
Can you imagine?
Yeah. My luck, I'd get a heck of a nice deer and have to throw it on the top.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm thinking. That would be so funny.
And hoof marks and antlers and blood running down the side.
Now that's some redneck hunting, I tell you what.
That is, no doubt.
That would be so funny. Can you imagine seeing that driving down the road?
Well, I think your people are probably stupid enough to do it.
Yeah, agree.
I'm not going to join that class, though.
No. Oh, man. Wait, when
gosh.
Is she... Sorry. Goodbye. When is she coming up?
Or when Nancy coming up?
Yeah, or is she already there?
Oh, she's been here all since... I don't know. When I come back in September, she came back.
Oh, okay. I thought she liked to stay down there.
Well, she does, but she decided it was hot down there, and there wasn't nobody hardly down there in our neighborhood, so she wanted to come home.
Oh, okay.
So, but she's kind of having a fit because she says there's nothing for her to do here. and I'm always out in the shop, so she don't like that. So, but she, I guess she, well, she went, she was gone today. She just got home. She had one of her friends, our friends that moved down to Florida. The gal's got, she had stage 4 stomach cancer 2.5 years ago.
Oh, God.
She's been taking chemo, and she's doing, was doing pretty good. And then 2 months ago, she actually, the doctor said she could take a break and go to the Netherlands. They had family over there, and they want somebody to get married, so she wanted to be at the wedding. So she went over there, and while she was there, she got sick. And she lost her balance, and she couldn't talk, make sense. And she was having trouble, so they put her in the hospital. Now they found she has a tumor on her brain right behind her eye.
Oh, my God.
So, and that's been 2 months. And they, over in the Netherlands, they was doing a lot of testing, and they was trying to get a plan together and try to get it taken care of. And she wanted to come home. She wanted to be over here. So they got her here. And now, she's, of course, she's in Florida. And the doctor's done tests on her, and they did a biopsy. They had to go through her eye, the corner of her eye, to get the biopsy because it was behind her eye. And they couldn't get a good one. So then 2 weeks ago this coming Monday, they went in through the skull and did a biopsy. And they haven't done a thing. They don't know. I guess they don't know what to do. I don't know. But Nancy said she just found out from the girl, lady's daughter, that she can't make full sentences now, and she probably, she sleeps most of the time. So I don't think there's any good outcome on it. So I'm kind of wondering if Nancy and her girlfriend from Greenwood up here, she kind of wanted to jump the plane and go down there and stay with her. So I don't know if she's going to do it or not. I don't, can't say it. But then, this is Friday, Monday, Tuesday, I'm supposed to hook onto our camper, and I'm taking it down to Madison, Indiana, which is about an hour away. And I'm setting it up. I'm going to leave Nancy in the camper down there. And then she's got 6 or 7 girlfriends that she went to school with from Seymour. Going to meet them over there, and they're all camping for the rest of the week. So when I come home Tuesday, then I'm planning on going hunting because I'll have my truck.
Yeah. Jeez, that's so terrible.
Yeah. So I imagine when she gets back, if Michelle's still alive and can have visitors, then I think she's probably going to head down there to be with her.
Yeah.
So.
That's
and then
awful.
I think, did I tell you, like last year I was working on that guy's car painting it? Oh, if I told you I worked
yeah,
on
yeah, I think so. Yeah, the one that was up in Columbus, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And I got it all done for him, and then he picked it up, and then he got it on the road this spring. And then it's probably been, it's been 2 months. About the same time Michelle started having problems. He didn't feel good. He went to a doctor, and he's got a tumor between his shoulder blades. It's cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
And they said, we got to start doing treatments now. You know, we got to do chemo on you. So they started, set him up to do chemo and did treatment. And then he was having trouble. He was having trouble walking. And he said his hip hurt, so they did a CT scan on him and found out he had a tumor on his hip. So then he went to whatever it is, the doctor for that stuff. And he, they
oncologist,
said, oh,
right?
Yeah, I think that is. And they said, well, you got a that tumor. They said your hip socket and everything has a lot of lesions in it and perforated, and it's going to break. I mean, you're a real risk to even walk. So that they told him that one day. The next day he was in the hospital, and they was putting screws in his bones on his hip and with cement in them to glue it all together.
Oh.
And now they're trying to figure out what to do for the cancer that's in there. So he got cancer in his back and cancer in his hip. And so Nancy, his wife and Nancy's real close. So she went and walked with her the other day just to get her out of the house. And she said that Jeff doesn't want anybody to come to the house and see him.
Yeah.
He's lost all his hair and he don't have any ambition and he don't want to talk to nobody or anything. So I can't go talk to him now. So, but I don't know what's going to happen on him. And I thought, daggone, every time you pick up the phone, something's going wrong with somebody.
Yeah, gosh, you don't even want to answer the phone. Golly.
No, it seems like every time you answer the phone, there's a
someone's
problem with...
got cancer or something.
Yeah,
jeez.
Yeah, yeah. It's just crazy.
That's so sad.
Yeah. So I'm just trying to stay healthy. That's all I want to do.
Right, I know. Gosh.
But it's just a crazy world out there now.
Yeah, if it's not one thing, it's another, right? It's almost like you're too afraid to go to the doctor. They're going to find something, you know?
Oh, yeah. If I go to the doctor and complain, he's going to find something wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. I know.
And I don't want to find out anything.
Yeah.
I'd rather hide.
Yeah, when God wants to take me, God will take me. That's the way.
Yeah, he's just going to come down and swoop me away, and I'm okay then.
Yeah, exactly. So.
Yeah.
But anyhow, oh, goodness sake. So people are probably going to start asking you for holiday stuff here coming up soon,
yeah.
I would imagine. But how are you going to do that? If you have people requesting stuff while you're down in Naples, would you have it shipped to you in Naples and then?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got an account.
Yeah, we have your
stuff.
Yeah, we have your Naples address too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Stellar has it. And what I do is I got a bench set down there, and all I bought extra tools and I just got it set up down there. And people need anything done or me make anything, I just do it down there.
Well, good.
So I can do it both places.
That's good.
I'd rather do it here.
Yeah. Well,
let
me tell you, the labs keep dropping. It's
are they? Like, okay.
Yeah, they keep dropping. Like, remember, what was it, the lab stubs that we sent you the four? What was that for? Oh, yeah. You sold one pair, and then you made a 3-stone out of the other one, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
So when you bought the 1-carat total weights, those were 350.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just to give you an idea, 1-carats are 300, so they dropped $50.
Really? Gosh.
Literally, labs, like I just shipped one out, a 3-carat lab round, where is it? EVS1, 1,057.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, now, I had it's a guy that owns property next to our ground in Brown County, where I hunt. He don't own it. He's the farmer that farms the field by us. And he talks to him every once in a while, and so he called me, and he said, hey, I just was wondering, he said, I bought a ring for a girlfriend, and he said it's been a couple of years ago, and he said it didn't work out. So he said, I got a ring, and then I really want to get rid of it. He said, I keep seeing it there in my drawer, and he said, I don't want it. I just got to get it out of here. He said, could you sell it for me, or would you be interested? And I said, well, send me the particulars on it, I'll look at it. So he sent me a picture and stuff on it. It looks to be a nice ring, but it's lab created.
What size?
I think it's about a 2-carat.
he wouldn't get anything for it.
No, I told him, I said, well, Greg, I'm sorry, but I said, if you bought a lab created stone, you're upside down in it. I said, they're not worth anything.
And said, the jeweler won't take it back, will they?
No, no, he said they wouldn't. He said, no, they didn't want to talk to me. And I said, no, they won't.
No,
he
they
said,
won't.
I said, they're not going to buy it from you. And I said, you're not going to be able to sell it to anybody else. You could sell it, somebody's going to have to give it to them, Mr. Back.
Yeah, I mean, you're looking for a 205 FVS1 lab round. You're at $666.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So whatever, like, the gold is probably worth much more.
Well, it'd be worth more than the stones are worth.
Oh, 100%. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I seen on Jewelers Helping Jewelers, this, not day before yesterday, I don't know when it was, but somebody said, well, gold finally hit $2,700 an ounce.
Oh, did it?
Well, and I looked it up, and the high on it's close. It's like 2692 or something like that. It didn't actually get to 2700, but still, I mean, it's, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
But, I mean, the price of the stuff getting crazy. I don't know where it's going to stop.
Yeah, gold keeps going up and lab keeps going down. I mean, they're at like 99.3, 99.4 back a wrap.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. I'm gonna look on here while I'm talking to you and see if I can look at that picture Greg sent me on that, because that was a decent ring, but I told him, I said, I don't know. I don't think you'll be able to ever get rid of it. Not get anything. I said, it's
no, you're going to, whatever they sold it for, they probably charged them anywhere like 3 to 6 time markup on it.
Yeah.
And depending on how long ago.
Yeah. It's it's an oval.
Okay.
It's a 2-carat oval. So, it sets real high. It's not something that any, I mean, I don't know how he's going to get rid of it.
Yeah, you're still like 663 for a 204. Like,
yeah. And gosh, what did he tell me he paid for that? He paid $5,000. I think it was something ridiculous. I mean, that to me, that's ridiculous.
Oh, my God. He got... Oh,
he got hoaxed. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people... And I know those people do it all the time, but I don't see how they can... I don't
live
see how
with
they can
themselves?
Feel. Yeah.
I know, me neither. So.
I just think that's so crazy.
I know. All right, well, I'm getting ready to walk out the door here.
Oh, you are? It's 5:30. That's right. Gosh.
That's right.
I caught you just in time then. Sorry to keep you late.
God, no, you're fine. Any time with you, you're good. So.
Well, I know that. I know you want to get home, too. You want to live there.
You're good. All right. Well, always a pleasure speaking with you, and
yeah.
I will, I'm sure I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. I'll be here.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Okay, you too. Talk to you.
Okay, bye.